This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Open tennis tournament starts today. It calls itself the biggest annual sporting event in the world. That's by calculating attendance. But what about the dollars? Anne Hepperman reports.
When it comes to money, the U.S. Open really serves a wallop. Roughly $750 million for New York's economy, according to the U.S. Tennis Association. That's $200 million more than the Super Bowl. Of course, the tournament lasts 2 weeks, and those numbers may be a little loose.
They're not being conservative.
Lisa Delpy-Narati is a sports management professor. She says the U.S. Open counts tourists, who bring in new money, and New York tennis fans, who might be spending anyways.
And so instead of just going out to dinner, now maybe they're going to the U.S. Open.
When it comes to one-time ad dollars, the Super Bowl wins, says Kenneth Shropshire of the Wharton School. But while Super Bowl ads hawk razors and fast food, the U.S. Open reaches consumers with pricier tastes.
The Rolex, the Lexus, this is the demographic. You can reach them.
They're also more brand loyal. But, he says, naming the money champion is really a toss-up. In New York, I'm Anne Hepperman for Marketplace.